Joint Finance and Admin Committee meeting to order. And the item is a tax certiorari amendment in the city of Hornell. Well, shouldn't we hear about it first?
For discussion.
I mean, Wendy was planning on
discuss it. Okay.
Giving a presentation.
Okay. Sorry, Wendy, I'm trying to move it along.
All right. Well, just quickly, the city has contacted us about the appraisal will be a little more costly because of numerous tax years and the complexity of the subject property.
So what is the subject property?
It's the Walmart Wegmans Plaza.
The whole plaza?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
And so big, it's probably the biggest one that I've seen come through. So the fact that it's going to cost us $5,000 more, we think that there's going to be more value than that and what we get from it.
I'll second it. But what's this for? Is this
appraisal?
They're protesting the
what they submitted was orders of magnitude lower than what we as the taxing jurisdictions feel that it's worth.
Yeah. So we're hiring a firm to
commercial appraiser.
Appraiser. Yep.
Yep.
Fine.
Does this incorporate the new hotel as well as, or is that outside of it?
No, that's separate.
Yeah, that's under
that's a different owner.
New pilot. Yep.
So can you explain to the new legislators how this works? What we take part in it, but we don't lead the effort.
Yeah, because there's multiple taxing jurisdictions involved, us being one of them. It's essentially split between the municipality, in this case, the city, the school district, and us as the taxing jurisdictions. And we have a longstanding, I think the resolution's from the 90s or something like that, that in cases like this, and it only comes up once every few years where there's a large commercial property coming off a pilot to, you know, an appraised value. Obviously, those owners want the appraised value and the taxable value as low as possible. We're not, I haven't seen in all my years us trying to, you know, shoot the moon on those numbers, but we feel it should be in the realm of reasonable market rate. A lot of times we see, you know, the owners come in with appraisals that are way low, just shockingly low. So we have independent appraisers come in on our behalf to commercially appraise it, and we share that cost essentially equally with the other taxing jurisdictions.
Just a quick question. So is this just coming off the pilot program?
No, this one has been off.
Oh, okay.
There's just taxable.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So essentially it was reassessed and the owner objected.
Yeah, what we've seen that they submitted was, documentation at a very, very low rate. We just want it to be at essentially a market rate.
How do you settle that between the two appraisals?
Court. Yeah, and this is essentially, I mean, Jen knows more than I, but this is essentially the expert evidence that we are able to then use, you know, hopefully to resolve it outside of court. But if it requires to resolve it inside of court, we can do that too.
So this one being in the city of Hornell, that's a very large tax base. It would still have an effect, but not huge. Just for point of reference, in our small town where I live, there was a gas pump house that was there, natural gas pump station that was built. It was assessed for, I think, $4.5 or $5 million, which was about 8% of our total tax base in the town. And then they fought it and got it knocked down to multiple hundreds of thousands instead of millions. And that really hit the town tax and county rate. So we have a motion and second. Any other questions? All in favor?
Yeah.
Aye.
Yeah. I did have a question, which is, are the municipalities aware of the increase in this and they've already approved it?
Yes. Yes.
This is the second time. So you had already given approval for $5,000 towards the appraisal. The attorneys called me and said that's not going to cut it because of the complexity of this. The appraisal is going to come in a lot more than what we had anticipated as our third. And based on the appraisal of the owner, they wanted to, you know, go ahead and get the best appraisal they could because it was significantly lower over many, many years that this is involving. So it would be a huge tax hit for all three taxing entities. So they wanted to defend it properly and get this expert. So
sure, but the city is on board with
that's where it came from. City's council,
City and school, and we had some behind the scenes, as we normally do before these come to you, about, you know, in some cases, you know, one of the jurisdictions is hesitant to pick up this because they don't deal with it much. We know it comes through every few years, and we remind them. We had those conversations with the taxing jurisdictions that, you know, here's the resolution from the legislature and how much, you know, the cost sharing essentially. So, yeah, there's a lot of communication, especially on Jen and Wendy's side.
No, we already had the yes. Motion carries. All right. Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.